Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by the one and only Drew Holcomb. Drew, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So, Drew, what's it like for you being here today back in your hometown on a personal level?
You know, anytime I get to come home to Memphis, whether it's just to see my family, who most of whom still live here, or to, you know, throw this festival, it's just that great feeling of when you're pulling in on I-40, back in Memphis. I'm home.
Absolutely. How would you say that being from Memphis has kind of helped to define your style, your playing style, and just your musical, I guess, ability and root?
Yeah, the way I always kind of talk about Memphis is that, like, I started music with a really healthy chip on my shoulder of, like, I'm going to prove to the world that I can do this and I can do it my own way, you know. And so I've kind of avoided, like, the sheen and gloss of the pop world and pop country, and been able to kind of forge my own path and you know, follow other heroes who've done it that way. And I think Memphis is a big part of that.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about kind of what led to the creation of the Moon River Music Festival.
Yeah. Well, a lot of different things, but they kind of all culminated with this idea that I wanted to kind of create like a family reunion for our fans, and also to like to thank Memphis. You know, when I was starting out as a young artist, the people in Memphis and the venues in town were incredibly supportive and gave me a great leg up to get started, you know. And back before I could sell a ticket anywhere else, I was playing to 200 people in Memphis, which was awesome, you know, at the time. And wanted to show people what a great town it is. I mean, last year, our second year, we had ticket buyers from 24, 25 states, people from as far away as Seattle, Washington, and in California, all the way to Florida and up the East Coast. And a lot of people kind of said, man, I didn't know how great this city was, and now I do. Thanks to Moon River, and that's a big part of it for me.
Absolutely. Being a Memphian, a native Memphian yourself, what would you say is kind of like the biggest misconception or stigma about Memphis that just like really annoys you?
Yeah. Well, I think that you know, more than anything, it's like that it's this totally dangerous place. And it's not. I mean, certainly, you know, Memphis has its issues and its tensions, but I think more than anything, what I know about Memphis is that it's a lot of people who love this town and want to see it succeed and want to see it grow and want to see it do well. And it's a small town. It's a big city that's a small town. People know each other. They care for each other. And there's a lot of culture here. I mean, you know, I think I was just talking to a friend of mine downstairs. We're here at Shangri-La Records. And my friend John was just talking about all – you can't even keep up with all the things that are going on that are going well here. You know, the – new people that are developing old neighborhoods and doing amazing things there, or opening restaurants, or, you know, just a lot of culture and a lot of things happening. And just to be a small part of that for me is helping retell the narrative of Memphis.
Absolutely. This year's festival the lineup is amazing. I mean, every year it's been good, but since I've been here, it's gotten better and better. What are you most looking forward to at this year's festival?
Yeah, my favorite thing about the festival is that I actually MC it. So in between every act, I get up on stage and talk about why I picked this particular artist, and then I get to sit side stage and watch them play for the Moon River audience. And that, to me, is like worth all the work that we do all year long. Just stand side stage with a satisfied mind and watch these bands play. And, you know, there's just nothing better than great music, and they're almost all people that I know personally and their friends. And to sit there and watch the bands, watch the crowd, it's the best part.
Absolutely. I want to kind of take a detour, but your wife Ellie, you know, she's also a musician. What's it like, I guess, working together with your wife? Do you ever get, you know, like stressed out? How do you deal with that? I don't want to get you in any trouble, but how do you guys hold it down?
You know, Ellie was in the band with me for 8 years, and then 3 years ago she decided to step out on her own and kind of be home more, but also to start her own recording and stuff. And it's been really good because, you know, there's always like a healthy tension, but a tension creatively, and now we can kind of be each other's cheerleaders. And so when we do get to play together on stage like we will this weekend, there's just more than anything, it's just we're excited because we get to kind of rekindle that on-stage kind of chemistry. But we have very different creative visions, and so we have to give each other a lot of space. And when we do work together, sometimes it can – it's like gardening, you know? You know, you got to work hard at it, pull the weeds, and then eventually you see the whole thing bloom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's it like – now, you're also a father. What is it like, I guess, having to balance, you know, being a full-time musician and a father? Do you find it kind of arduous?
Yeah, it's certainly – you just have to learn how to – say no and how to say yes to the right things and say no to things that kind of draw you away from your family. But it's just a balancing act. I love what I do. I love my family. And sometimes those things conflict. And you kind of learn over time. You learn your limits and, you know, learn how to organize things better. And the best thing for me is I've got a great team. The team that helps me with Moon River is also my management team. And we all have kind of taken a long view. How can we build a career that is actually sustainable on a family level as well so that we can do this for a long time instead of burnout?
I want to jump ahead. I want to talk about your most recent album, Medicine. Tell me what the writing process was like for you on that album.
Yeah, it was very personal, very intimate. I did almost all of that record I wrote alone except for one song. And so there was a lot of things going on, both kind of in our community, but also just, you know, the world is a very interesting place these days. There's a lot to write about, and I was getting a lot of really beautiful but sort of painful emails from fans and letters from fans about things they had gone through. But the silver lining was they were talking about how our music had helped them, you know, and it had kind of been like a balm for them. So someone asked me in an interview around that same time that I was writing, what is music for? I thought, well, that's a really practical question I've never thought about. Yeah. And so I kind of went back and I thought about my own life. And I think for me, music has been medicine. Like, it's been the thing that when I'm walking through something difficult, whether it's, you know, or something great, whether it's like a moment of great joy or a moment of great frustration and sorrow, like, music has always been there for me. And it's helped kind of soundtrack. And that's what I was getting from these fans, was like, basically like, hey, your music has helped soundtrack my life in some way. And I was really honored by that. So I kind of wanted to think of that to kind of be the guiding thought for the record, was these are songs for and by and our fans. And it's a great honor to get to have that role.
Absolutely. I can't remember if it's the last track or not, but on one of the tracks, you basically address kind of like the existence of God and, you know, is he really here for us? Is he, you know, does he really care what happens to us? I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about kind of like your faith and how it's helped you maybe through a difficult time in your life.
Yeah, music for me has been a place to kind of work out, faith and doubt and kind of to be okay with the gray. You know, I think for a lot of people, I grew up kind of in the church, and there's a lot of people in the church who act like they know everything, which I've kind of grown to learn really is covering up uncertainty and doubt a lot of times. And so I've kind of really dealt with a lot of that stuff myself in the last few years and kind of making sense of the gospel story in light of all the things that are going on in the world. I mean, even this week, you know, there's hurricanes and there's, you know, all kinds of treacherous things kind of happening to people, and, you know, kind of making sense of those has always been really difficult for me. And I've had to work out that paradox in my music. And, my faith has been sort of a private thing, mainly not because I'm trying to hide anything, but because I've had to internalize and work through in community, I think, is where we really do best with our faith. So with our friends and our family and my music is kind of a window into that, but I never want to tell people how to think, how to believe. I can just do my best to be vulnerable about my own journey. And that, I think that is what hopefully comes out of the music.
Absolutely. What is the biggest takeaway that you want people, listeners, to take away from your music when they listen to your songs?
Yeah, I hope my music feels like this, like I'm saying, me too, you know. The best music, I feel like, is kind of reminds people that you're not alone. And if I can do that, then I would consider it a great success.
This weekend, you've got a a lot on your plate. There's, you know, it's going to be an amazing weekend. You just announced the secret show, which I'm excited about. You're the third secret show, rather. What's next for you after this weekend? You plan to take some time off going into the holidays?
Sort of, yeah. Taking a little bit of time off, like a week off, and then I'm gonna spend most of October writing and preparing. We go into the studio the first week of November to start a new record. So that'll be the pre-holidays, and then we'll spend the first part of next year getting ready for that, and then we'll announce a tour and head out on the road and do it all over again.
It's a never-ending cycle. And that's awesome. That is awesome. Drew, I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to thank you so much for joining us on today's show, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Yeah. Well, we've still got some tickets left for Moon River, and come out and join us. We'd love to have you. It's going to be a great weekend, and everybody out there, take care. Love you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Drew. Yeah.